Hi Sissy. I am Nurse Amanda, and you are here for your impotence therapy session, correct? First, let me make sure of one thing. As we all know, sissies are a high-risk group for impotence, and this therapy session has been designed especially with sissies in mind. Are you a sissy? If not, you should leave now, otherwise unintended consequences might occur. In the worst case, your mind might interpret your staying here as confirmation that you actually are a sissy, when in reality you are not. So, if you are not a sissy, please leave now. Otherwise, welcome to your impotence therapy session, sissy. To begin with, I will take you deep down, into a trance, so you can approach this matter in the most efficient way, without your conscious mind getting in the way. Find yourself a nice comfortable spot and start to relax. Just start with your feet and let yourself relax. Let all the tension go as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, just heavy, and comfortable, and relaxed. And then let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your calves, so heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed. Your feet and your calves just heavy and comfortable, completely relaxed. Then let the relaxation move upwards, upwards on into your thighs, your whole leg relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper, just heavy and comfortable and relaxed as you listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and relax. Feel your whole legs lying there, relaxed and comfortable, so very heavy and relaxed. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your waist. Your waist and legs just heavy and comfortable, and so very relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, so heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed, just sinking down deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax. Now let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your stomach. Just nice and comfortable, just listening to my voice as you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, your whole body relaxing further and further as you listen and obey and relax. Now let your breathing begin to slow. In. Relax deeper and deeper, more and more completely, just listening as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation through your whole body as you just listen and obey and relax. So heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed, deep and relaxed, just listening to the sound of my voice and nothing else, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely. Now let the relaxation flow through your shoulders and down your arms, let them get heavier and heavier, more and more comfortable and relaxed. Feel the relaxation moving downwards, downwards into your hands. Your arms and hands just completely relaxed and heavy, as you listen and obey and relax, so heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed, your whole body relaxed and comfortable, just listening to my voice and nothing more, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. Now feel the relaxation again move upwards, up your neck and into your face. Let your face relax as your whole body relaxes more and more completely, allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper, deeper and more relaxed. Just let yourself drift downwards now, down into a deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards, downwards from 10 to 1, and when you reach 1 you'll be in a deep, obedient trance. 10, sinking deeper now, spiraling downwards, downwards into trance. 9, deeper and deeper, heavier and comfortable, as you relax further and further. 8, so deep and comfortable, feel yourself relaxing more and more completely, listening only to my voice, as you sink further and further, deeper and deeper. 7, so deep, so relaxed and sinking deeper, deeper and more obedient, just listening to my voice and obeying, as you relax further and further, more and more completely. 6. So deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just concentrate on my voice, as I lead you deeper and deeper, further and further into trance. 5. So deep and going deeper, spiraling down, downwards into a deep, deep trance. 4. So deep and obedient, getting closer and closer to one, so obedient and deep, just listening and obeying, as you relax more and more completely, further and further, deeper and deeper. 3. Very, very deep and going deeper, deeper and more obedient, as you listen and obey and relax. 2. So deep and obedient, so very, very relaxed. We're approaching one now, and when I say it, you will be completely relaxed and obedient. 1. You are completely obedient and relaxed, listening only to my voice. As you obey, sink down deeper and deeper into trance with every word. Now, you are very deep in trance. Well done. Nurse Amanda will make it all good for you now. There is one thing you have to remember at all times. You are a sissy. Sissies are a high-risk group for impotence. Very high risk, actually. Since you are a sissy, you are at a very high risk of becoming impotent. That is the reason you are receiving these impotence therapy sessions. Make no mistake, if, even once, you fail or fail to become erect, that can be a sign that it is already too late for you, and you'll become completely and utterly impotent, without recourse. Still, no matter what happens, I will be here to help you. First, I will be giving you two negative examples, so you know what to watch out for. The first example will involve a sexual encounter with a member of the opposite gender, while the second will involve a situation in which you expect to gain an erection on your own. If, for either case, you already have a memory, which you can use as a basis for this, please go ahead and use it. Otherwise, just go along with me. As you are entranced, you are currently capable of highly vivid imagination, which will do just fine, and you can go even deeper into trance, while we take the plunge into this session. Think back to a girl from your time in school, college, or university. Think back to an attractive girl from back then. It doesn't matter if you were lovers, friends, went to the same classes or even if you just saw her from afar every once in a while. It doesn't matter if she was friendly with you, or sweet, or ignored you, or even was a bitch. Just imagine an attractive girl from back then, whose opinion of you would have been, was, or is important to you. Imagine her vividly and clearly, as you go deeper into trance. Next, I am going to fulfill a bit of a fantasy for you. Imagine how you and that girl enter your bedroom together. You talk a bit and both sit down on the bed. The atmosphere is sexually charged. She leans against your shoulder and whispers in your ear. "I'm so horny right now," is what she says. Quickly she gets up, kneels down on the floor in front of you and pushes your legs apart. Quickly she pops open your pants, zips down the zipper and pulls your dick and balls out of your underwear. Ah, how cute, but it's still soft. "I guess I will have to give you a hand," she says and winks at you, before she spits in her hands to lubricate them and starts stroking your penis. She keeps at it with great enthusiasm, but after a few minutes, it is still completely soft. Your girl purses her lips. My, I'll have to try harder then," she says, and engulfs your cock with her mouth. She is giving you a completely amazing blowjob, her eyes looking up into yours. But to no avail, you are still completely limp. Imagine the scene in vivid detail as you go even deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper. After 10 minutes of licking, slurping and sucking, she pulls away and looks at you in frustration. Am I not hot enough for you? She asks. After an awkward moment, she shakes her head. I'll show you hot. She yells, and tears off her top and bra. She jiggles her breasts at you, and shoves them into your face, before going down, and enveloping your already well-lubricated limp penis with her boobs. The squishy sounds alone should be enough to send a man to heaven, as she gives you the best titty fuck anybody could dream of. Imagine this, clearly and full of detail, as you sink even deeper into trance. Deeper and even deeper. A couple of minutes later, your dick is still as limp as it was at the beginning of the encounter. With a sigh, the girl stops squishing your penis between her breasts and looks at you with pitying eyes. Okay, there is one thing left I'll do for you, she says, as she stands up and sexily strips off the rest of her clothes, standing before you completely naked. Gently, she pushes you back on your bed, as she straddles you, her outer pussy lips caressing your cock as she slowly grinds down on it. After continuing this for a few moments, she takes your limp penis and tries to stuff it inside her. She actually manages to slide your floppy tool inside her moist, warm and tight pussy, but just as she starts moving, it uselessly slips out again. Doing her best, she continues to try fucking you for 5 more minutes, with similar results. Imagine this, vividly, as you sink deeper and deeper into trance. Once again your penis flops out of her pussy. With a sigh she leans down over you, her face right in front of yours. A soft giggle escapes her. The pitying look is gone, instead she looks amused. You are really useless, aren't you? She asks, stifling more giggles. I give you what any other man could only dream of, and you don't even get erect, she says. She sits back up on top of you, as laughter starts rippling through her. Her beautiful tits jiggling, as she sits on top of you and laughs and laughs. After a while she manages to calm down. Really, this isn't even sad anymore. You are so pathetic, it's hilarious. You are even more impotent than 100-year-old grandpa. I can't wait to tell my friends about you. They'll have an absolute blast, I'm sure, she exclaims, still shaking with laughter. Shaking her head, she gets up, picks up her clothes, dresses and leaves, still giggling. Take a moment to imagine this scene in full clarity, vividly, as you sink deeper and even deeper into trance. You imagine and go deeper and deeper. Even if nobody ever mentions anything about all this, imagine how you feel later. Imagine how you feel when you see her again. Imagine how you feel when you see her friends, those she has told all about this. Imagine your feelings, imagine it all. So detailed and vivid, as you sink even deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper. And what I tell you next, you might find a bit surprising, but it shouldn't be. You'll know it's true. What you just relived is an actual memory of yours. It is so vivid and clear, that it has to have happened, and it did happen. You had simply forgotten, but now, you have regained this memory. It was buried deep in your subconscious, but now you know, it was really a memory of yours. You can remember it, clearly. You still might be a bit confused, but don't worry, just go deeper and deeper into trance, and I will explain what has happened in your memory, now that it is vividly in your mind. See, it's simple. You are a sissy, and sissies are a high-risk group for impotence. Very high risk. To avoid becoming impotent, Sisters have to try very hard to get erect and keep it once they achieve it. In your memory, you simply didn't try hard enough. You should have tried as hard as you could to get erect, but you failed, and you disappointed a girl whose opinion was important to you. You have failed to try hard enough to get erect, and you have failed to please her. You can still feel the shame about this you felt back then. You feel hot with embarrassment and humiliation when you think about how she told her friends about your failure to try your hardest to become erect. You feel that you never want to feel that way again, and you know what you have to do. Don't worry. You just have to try really hard. I know, getting an erection is difficult for sissies. It is hard work and quite stressful, but you just have to give it your absolute best and try as hard as you can, whenever you are expected to perform. You simply can't fail a girl's expectations again. Right? So you try hard to get erect, you work at it, you might get stressed out or even panic, but you will succeed. Just keep trying your hardest and get that erection when it is required of you, and you can combat off your cis destiny of impotence. Really, that memory of yours is what happens if you cannot avoid your sissy impotence. You must resist it. Just do whatever you must to get that erection. Try hard, work on it, and keep working. Now, for your second example. Imagine yourself walking through town. It's a nice day, and lots of hot girls are out and about. As you mill through the crowd, a really attractive one brushes past you, her ass touching the front of your pants, maybe even lingering a moment. You idly wonder how lucky you are that this didn't make you get erect, right amidst this crowd of hotties. Slowly you make your way home, your eyes taking in all those beautiful sights, while your penis stays nice and limp. Imagine how you walk past all these girls, as you fall even deeper into trance. Once home, even though your penis is in no way erect, you feel a bit aroused. So you look for something sexy to look at, maybe some pictures you have, or porn on the internet, and get to work. While looking at your inspiration, you stroke your dick in all the ways you love. In all the ways that feel so good, but it just stays limp and floppy. Your thoughts once stray to a memory where something similar happened, when you were with a girl, and after a few minutes, you disappointedly give up, and instead make something to eat. Imagine this, let it all play out in your mind, vividly and clearly. Your feelings, what you are looking at, everything is so vivid and clear, as you sink deeper and deeper into trance. So deep. Now, once again, you might be slightly surprised to hear this, but really, there is no reason for that. What I tell you now is simply the truth. This, also, is a memory of yours. It also was forgotten, but now you recovered it. It feels so familiar, just like the first memory we talked about. Your subconscious knows, yes, this did happen. Both of these things are really memories of yours. So real, vivid, and clear, now that you have recovered them. You can feel it, as you sink even deeper into trance. Let me explain what happened in that second memory. That time, you didn't disappoint a girl, but yourself instead. You expected yourself to perform, to get erect. First, outside in the crowd, you even were glad that you failed yourself, but this is wrong. As a sissy, you are part of a high-risk group for impotence. Very high risk. This means that even the slightest sign of impotence can be absolutely devastating, so you must try your absolute hardest to get erect in every single situation where a normal, vigorous man might possibly get. Even if it might lead to an uncomfortable situation, for your own good, you simply must work your absolute hardest to get erect, whenever you receive the appropriate stimulus. You know this is true, as you sink deeper and deeper into trance. Later, when at home, you even fail to get erect when you are masturbating, simply because you didn't try hard enough. You failed yourself, disappointed yourself, just because you were too lazy. This must not happen again, and you know it. As a sissy, at very high risk of becoming impotent, actually it's almost insured, but you have to try your best, you have to work so hard for every single erection. You might get stressed out, or panic, but you have to keep on trying harder and working on it. You have to do whatever it takes to get erect, or you are at a very high risk of becoming permanently and completely impotent. You know it's true. Aren't you glad I'm helping you out? Of course you are. Just go deeper and deeper into trance, as Nurse Amanda helps you out. Now that we have talked about both of these negative examples, which are inevitable, if you cannot avoid them, we have to talk about your best strategy for never forgetting to work your hardest on your erections, whenever you are expected to perform. Whenever you are expected to flawlessly perform by a girl, or yourself or anybody else, you will do the one thing that will help you. Let Nurse Amanda tell you, whenever you are expected to get erect by yourself, a girl or anyone else, you will recall the appropriate or even both of the negative examples. You'll recall this memory perfectly, with all the feelings involved, so that you will feel, this must not happen again. I will do my best. I will work hard, I might get stressed out or panic, but that is what happens when I have to work hard. I will work as hard as I can to get erect and perform, as is expected of me. This will be what you will feel, as you recall those memories. That's right, sink deeper and deeper into trance. With those feelings, if you are not erect, you know you simply have to work harder on it. If you are erect, you have to try as hard as you can to maintain that erection. Never let go of those feelings. Once you get more experienced, and have undergone this impotence therapy for sissies again and again, you'll even be able to recall those memories strictly with your subconscious, which will put in all the effort on its own, so your conscious mind needn't bother itself. It will simply see the results of your hard, stressful work to get and maintain your erections. First, you will consciously recall the memories of the appropriate negative example, and use it to reinforce your feelings of doing your best, and as you get used to doing it, your subconscious will take over these tasks. Look forward to this future, as you sink deeper and deeper into trance for me. Please remember, that as a sissy you are at a high risk of becoming impotent. A very high risk. It's almost inevitable. But you must never give up these exercises, you must never stop recalling those memories, you must never give up trying your hardest, working to get those erections. Even if you fail yourself, or a girl, or anyone else, even then, you must keep it up. Never give up, keep going, and work as hard as you can. I, Nurse Amanda, I know you can do it, if you just give it your all, each and every time. Never give up, no matter how many times you fail to achieve an erection. If you ever give up, the only thing that can result in is permanent and complete impotence. Just keep working hard, even if you stress yourself out. Just keep it up. Understand this and just go even deeper into trance. Now, as we have talked about the importance of never giving up, I have to remind you to also keep having your impotence therapy sessions with me regularly. Please have a session with me, Nurse Amanda, every day. If you want, you can have even more than one session a day, but please don't overdo it. If you cannot have a session sometimes, that is okay too, Just remember to always get back to a regular schedule, so you can achieve the optimal results. Now, if you feel like you can do all the things I have told you, while consciously forgetting to remember and remembering to forget everything we talked about, please do so. It is always nice if you don't have to consciously remember all these things, and can leave them to your subconscious. However, if you feel more confident in your ability to follow all my suggestions, if you remember everything even in your conscious mind, please do that. We simply want to achieve the best results we can with this impotence therapy for sissies, so do whatever makes you follow the suggestions best, and remember to regularly have another session. Just listen to Nurse Amanda again and again. Okay? Great. Now then, it is time for you to wake back up. You have some very vivid memories, and you have my suggestions to always work hard on your erections. You may choose to remember, or you may remember to forget, and forget to remember. Whatever works best. Now it's time to bring you back up. I'm going to count to five. You'll be refreshed and awake, happy and comfortable and awake. 1. Waking up more and more completely. 2. Coming up further and further. 3. Waking up more and more, refreshed and awake. 4. Almost there, almost totally awake. 5. You are awake now, feeling refreshed and happy. Welcome back. I hope you feel nice and refreshed. Remember to visit me again for a next appointment and don't delay it too much. As you know, sissies are a high-risk group for impotence. Very high risk. So keep up your hard work and do your best. Okay? Great. Goodbye, sweetie.